dispute scientific evidence proving her blood was in his vehicle, his confession, video evidence showing him at the scene, and he weaved a story that loosely is based upon the facts.
Rivera testifying that two masked men forced him to circle Tibbetts while she was jogging. He then says he blacked out, and when he came to, Tibbetts' body was in the trunk of his car. The Treasury Department says nearly 60,000 stimulus checks that were sent to dead people have been returned. The funds sent back totaled $72 million. The checks were returned as part of the first round of stimulus payments sent under the CARES Act last March. The Treasury Department saying most of the checks were voluntarily returned by October 1st, and they constituted the vast majority of all returned checks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have fair skies tonight, you've got sunshine coming back with a possible afternoon storm tomorrow. Tonight, near 70 with a patch to a fog in the morning, back into the upper 80s or so. Good chance about 40-50% for scattered thunderstorms or showers as a cool front approaches Saturday. The highs in the low to mid 80s. Then back to partly to mostly sunny skies, less humid in low 80s. For the afternoon Sunday, followed by middle 80s, still some low humidity, partly sunny Memorial Day Monday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The Arklatex Monkey Fest Motorcycle Rally. Live music, food, cool prizes, a bike show, sound competition, bike games, cornhole tournament. Vendor space available, RV hookups, $35 a night. June 5th, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. June 6th, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Hearst Coliseum, Shreveport Fairgrounds. Sponsored by 3-State Harley-Davidson. The Arklatex Monkey Fest Motorcycle Rally. Family-friendly event. More information and details, email monkeyfestla@gmail.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
This guy do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, here we go. Another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Of course, streaming live on WGSO.com. And don't forget, I'll keep reminding you that just because the radio-a-thon and the online auction is over doesn't mean that we haven't changed our not-for-profit status. So you can still go there and find out how you can get involved. And there you go. Head on over to WGSO.com. So a lot of good things happening in the city. it looks like we are back to green flag racing, as they say, for bars. And
Are they back to normal yet? I feel like it's different.
Tomorrow.
I know they always start everything on like the Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll be back to 24-hour bars and no more last call.
Hey.
Yeah. Restaurants don't have to social distance anymore. And everything's 100% capacity as long as you're following the right protocol. So
righteous.
Yeah. So there you go. Also, a little bit of news for the Pels. Well, they lost their coin toss the other night.
Lost their coin toss, but we didn't lose anything from it, I think. You sit there. It's like, we lost them. It's like, what happened? Nothing.
We'll see how it works. Hopefully, hopefully we can get a top five pick in the lottery. That would be amazing. But the other news from the Pels is that a report came out, according to the Sporting News and a couple other publications, that Pelicans players are reportedly, quote-unquote, not vibing with Stan Van Gundy.
And they kept that under wraps. They waited till the end of the season. I'm surprised.
Me too. And it makes sense just because of him being a little bit more of a disciplinarian and
defensive minded.
And he's not afraid to publicly hold people accountable, which, there's
no superstars outside of Zion and Ingram, really. And they're carrying their own because they know they're the ones that are carrying the team.
Absolutely. So to me, it wasn't a big surprise because, let's face it. You're still dealing with a bunch of kids.
Yeah, and then also about they're saying like, oh, we look to keep our core guys, but who are your core guys? Do we really think Lonzo's still one of those core guys? Maybe. I mean, outside of the ones that everyone knows, the BI and Zion, who else? Who are we keeping?
Yeah, let's see.
There's a few that I'd like to keep.
Scott Kushner of the Times-Picayune said that the issues are quote-unquote typical of a new coach on a disappointing team, and some of them stem from differences between Van Gundy and Alvin Gentry. The former Pelicans coach who prioritized player freedom, offense, and rest was a 180-degree difference from the style Van Gundy arrived with, and those differences are largely why Van Gundy was a logical choice to replace Gentry last offseason. But the pick wasn't made without obvious risk, and this was clearly one of them. If things went sideways, how would these young Pels react to a gruff, businesslike coach who publicly demands accountability? I think it was a good thing to go with somebody completely opposite than Alvin
Gentry. Yeah, you need that 180, because I know a lot of times that's what teams do, regardless of the sport. And it's like you want to hope for you get someone kind of in the middle. You want to go, but we needed that 180.
Yeah,
because of all these players that are coming in literally so young.
Yeah,
sometimes you're even dealing with teenagers. And it's like, hey, man, you got to do this. If you do this stuff, it's like, because right now we don't have three-point shooters. So sorry, right now we can't just sit there and pretend we're Golden State.
Right.
Like we tried to be. And even when we tried to be, we weren't. We didn't do anything to try to act like Golden State outside of getting Gentry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it. And, that's the thing. If they're going to be defensive minded, though, there's got to be a change next year. You got to get them to buy in.
You
got to
get some guys to either buy in or either you get some bench depth. I mean, Herman Gomez, I like. Of course, Steve Adams is great. Just as a veteran, and even though we lost JJ, which it's whatever, fine.
Yeah,
had to go.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna hurt him really. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't really exactly shooting the lights out.
No, and it's just like for the other all that stuff from the Lakers trade. It's like, hey, are we going to be able to get something from it really? And it looked and it still looks like, hey, we still look like the big winners there. I think. Yeah, you got AD. AD's gone. They won a championship, but it's just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
We okie doke. We in the league, you got caught with your pants down in front of everybody. So it's fine.
What was it I saw the other day? I guess social media was blown up after LeBron, or he's been affectionately dubbed LaFlop.
Flop.
And also.
Oh, that one with the Chris Paul?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Give me a
tried
break.
Tried on each side. I'm like, what?
I mean,
they're both trying to do each other dirty there. So, I mean.
But
yeah.
For as big of a man as what LeBron James is, for him to fall and roll around on the ground like he does, give me a break.
Guy's 6'9". So, I mean, and Chris Paul's maybe my height at 6 foot.
And I also saw that, one of the tweets that I saw, they were referring to LeBron as LaFlop and his sidekick, A. Disney.
Hey, Disney.
Which I got a big chuckle out of because I have no love loss for Anthony Davis. I'm glad he went, and I think
well, shouldn't be something else. Maybe Warner Brothers, because then were the ones that did like Looney Tunes and yeah, you know, That's All Folks.
Oh
maybe,
yeah, that's yeah, right. Maybe
play something there.
Yeah, he's so clever. but you know, he got what he wanted. He went there and got a championship, and I just don't see him winning it this year. But you know,
No, well, the thing is, no offense, like he's soft. I think he's soft. That's what it is. Like this game, it's getting back to being physical again, and mm-hmm. you got all these young, hungry guys that really can ball that are coming from not just your blue blood schools of Duke, North Carolina, mm-hmm. and wherever else that can play, and yeah. they don't care. They don't care who you are, what you know, what AAU team you were with or whatever, traveling school. Like they don't care.
Exactly. I saw that the other day, and the first thing that popped in my mind, of course, was Jordan would have never have done that. Never in a million years would you seen him overreact.
Jordan, Pippen, all those guys, not just the, you know, those Bulls, but like other players like Sean Kemp you know, these other household names from the 90s and early 2000s, like mm-hmm. you like there was no load management, there was no either played and yeah.
No, they played in, if they could, they played in every single game. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was always what Jordan's beef was that he wished that he could just started late in the season and played in the playoffs, but right. you know, that's obviously not the case and you can't do that. But yeah, they didn't sit down and all that load management, that get out of here. Come on. Yeah. You're and it's not like you're playing every night. It's not baseball.
No, you get rest. I mean, maybe just because with COVID things are have been different, of course, for traveling mm-hmm. where it's like you're kind of locked in your hotel room.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, and I'll give the benefit of the doubt because this was such a weird year for every sport, and you know, I'll give Van Gundy another run at it. I wasn't exactly thrilled when they hired him. I wasn't really what I was expecting.
Not on anyone's radar, except yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll see how it goes. I just feel like they got to get a 3-point shooter.
Just so inconsistent. Like you sit there, like we're playing, like you know, hey, like Bucks are coming to town. We beat them. It's like, oh wow, great. And it's mm-hmm. like the next night we're gonna go play Sacramento, and it's just like, what the hell, guys?
Yeah, they get their lunch eaten. So, yeah. Well, we'll all have our eyes on it next season, and I'm sure it'll happen that we'll be all be able to go enjoy games back at the Smoothie King Center. So, all right, well, let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNOLA.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two Restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. So we were talking about it the other day about Julio Jones going on Undisputed with Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless, and he let the cat out of the bag that he's leaving Atlanta, and of course he's not going to Dallas because
that's always Skip. Always it's like, hey, go to Dallas.
Of course,
yeah, like let's go to the big market.
I don't know why he's not one of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. He could be.
He's kind of like the anti Stephen A.
He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and that makes sense because they were on together for
so many
years.
They just like, I'm going to whatever you say, I'll say the polar opposite. Okay, yeah. Now we have a show.
And both are equally annoying. So.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Them together was just, that was
too much.
That was way too much.
But before, do you remember when it was used to be called, First Take was like, it was called Cold Pizza, Dana Jacobson, Jay, forget his name, and then it was Woody Page and Bayless.
Yep.
That one was great.
That felt
genuine.
Yeah, it just got to be with Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith that it's just what crazy hot take can I throw
out
there?
It was like truly hot take.
Let's just yell at each other.
Yeah, it was just foolishness.
I don't know. I guess it was Stephen A. Smith.
It wasn't Sports Talk. It was like
I don't remember
what you would call it. I mean, his show, because he himself has had a few shows. Stephen
yeah,
a.
But I just even a couple of months ago, I was watching something and Stephen A. Smith was on and Brenda was home. She was off that day, and she's like, "Can you please turn this off? Because this guy is so annoying. It makes me want to go crazy." Yeah.
Like, I don't mind what you have on. You can put all the sports you want on TV, but gotta go.
Yeah,
gotta
too go. Much. So, getting back to it, Shannon Sharpe, apparently, he just pulled his phone out and called Julio Jones. And, Julio Jones got quoted as saying that he's out of Atlanta, he's not going to Dallas, and he's never even thought about going there. But the problem is that California is a two-party consent state, so you can't... You can't do that.
Well, it's funny because the host, Jenny Taff, she was like, hey, does he know he's on the air right now? He's like, hey, does he know we're live? Tried to save it. No.
Yeah. And so now Shannon Sharpe could be facing misdemeanor charges for violation of California Penal Code Section 632. The charge calls for a $2,000 fine or 1 year in jail. Although, as of right now, there's no reports of any complaints being filed. So, but it just depends. I mean, really, like, you know, we were talking off the air that, was Julio Jones going to, he can't walk it back. He said he can't.
Yeah. I think it's just like, because if he stays with Atlanta, he'll get paid. He's got more money. It moves him to financially, but it's like, because everyone thinks, oh, you should stay so you can get money. It's like, no, at some point it's like, I'd like to win, dude.
Yeah. Well, and apparently too, from what I read today that, the first offers came to Atlanta for him, but it was first round pick from the Titans. But as of right now, apparently they don't have much.
This feels like tampering, though. Like everyone's like out, it's like open seats. Like, hey, come on over to our team. Come on over to our team.
And you know, the thing is Julio Jones a good wide receiver? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
consider him elite anymore, though.
It just feels like he quietly gets numbers.
But he doesn't score touchdowns, and that's a fantasy horrible.
Yeah, and he probably hates that too. It's like he feels like a more expensive Marcus Colston almost.
Yeah, I mean he's a great guy to get you first downs or go across the middle and pick up some tough
yards.
But
he's like he's pretty quiet. Doesn't have a lot of like personality. Doesn't really say much, and unless you get a call from Shannon Sharp,
and then you end up. You know, I'm sure he's getting all kinds of phone calls from the press in Atlanta. But I wouldn't go. To be honest, I wouldn't give up a first round draft pick, not at his age.
No, because you already spent a good bit before. You got a lot of money. You got to figure out where you can get it from. The stuff with Matt Ryan, and then when they paid to get things for Gurley, but he's out too.
Yeah, he's actually. I was just getting ready to talk about him. Apparently, he's making a visit to the Detroit Lions. And taking a physical today, that's according to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. And maybe he'll be reuniting with Jared Goff and, the old duo from the Rams. But at this point, I don't really see Todd Gurley making a huge splash anywhere that he's going. He's battled injuries his whole career. He's had a few good seasons. But even when he was drafted by the Rams, I don't think he could even play the first year, and that was back when they were the St. Louis Rams. Or if he did, I think he might have started late. But he's always had the issues with knees, and I don't think he's going to make any big huge difference for Detroit if he goes there.
No, I think they're just trying to maybe just get him in and like to teach young guys that kind of stuff. Maybe maybe he can perform. Decent over there in Detroit. I think just maybe like lay the foundation.
That's about all. I think all you can really expect for him because those days of him putting up MVP type numbers, that's not going to happen
I feel like he just came and went. Like everyone was like Todd Gurley. Like how much? Like everyone's like, oh yeah, the offense. Like when he was the Rams, like it operates out of him. It starts with him first, and it really did.
It did.
And then after that,
yep. I mean, I think last year he was with the Jets, and he didn't. Did he even?
No, he was with Atlanta still.
Oh, was he with Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did I think he went to the Jets?
I think there was talks of him going. He might have. Did he visit? Oh, after. Let me look.
All right. I thought there was something about him with the Jets, but maybe not. Yeah, he was with Atlanta. You're right. But you know, he really didn't. He didn't do much. And okay, yeah, I just said that they took a look at him. But, you know, if he wants to go be with Jared Goff, good for him. I don't think it's going to make a big difference. They should probably still draft a running back.
Yeah. I know that's also taboo, but it's like you're probably getting for cheap or at least league minimum.
Yeah.
Or maybe just or somebody at his seniority.
Yeah, really. And then real quick before we go to break, good news, though, for LSU Tiger fans and for Cincinnati Bengal fans that Joe Burrow participated in passing drills on day one of the Bengals OTAs. So that's good.
You should, he's trying to grow a beard.
Well,
still trying. He showed a picture. It's the baby face.
It still probably looks like Macaulay Culkin trying to grow
a
beard.
It does. It looks like Macaulay Culkin with a beard. or like Macaulay Culkin's older brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people, it just doesn't work. But I hope he does well. And of course, we're going to support him. So, all right. Well, let's take a break. We'll get some news and we'll come back and we're going to talk a little bit about some Major League Baseball's quote unquote dirty little secret that's going on.
The way we've always done before. And the billions shift from side to side, and the wars go on with brainwashed pride, the love of God and a human.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The family of Ronald Green is demanding the officers who are on tape beating Green prior to his death in police custody in 2019 be charged criminally. Green family attorney Lee Merritt says he spoke with the Union Parish prosecutor today, who told him they would seek criminal accountability for the officers in due time.
Time is well due. We are over time. We are 2 years later, and so their answers were frustrating for this family. It's been 747 days since Ronald Green's murder.
Chalmette Representative Ray Garofalo has been formally removed as chairman of the House Education Committee following a controversy stretching back to last month involving his comments about slavery. Law Politics publisher Jeremy Alford says this wasn't an easy decision for House Speaker Clay Schenkneider, who was stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yet the entire membership of the Black Caucus plus other lawmakers calling for Ray Garofalo's removal, and you had a handful of hard right Republicans in the chamber who were saying that he shouldn't be removed.
LRN.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this Memorial Day weekend. And with 29 cuts of lean protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this Memorial Day weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
This is for those who always show they care, who told their kids everyone 12 and older is eligible for a COVID vaccine. Those who explained to their cousins that vaccines prevent nearly 100% of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19. This is for the ones protecting those they love. Thank you.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov, paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
WGSO, from the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour.
I'm your host, founder, and owner of TLGHL3C. I am very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics, all gumbo ingredients, in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696 so that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
All right, we're back with a Something to Say radio show, and I was alluding to it before the break that Cardinals manager Mike Schilt yesterday kind of he ripped into Major League Baseball's policy of foreign substances after Giovanni Gallegos got tossed. Well, he didn't get tossed out. I'm sorry. Mike Schilt got thrown out of the game. But Giovanni Gallegos came in, and I believe it was the eighth inning, and before he even threw a pitch, somebody went up to Joe West, the umpire, and instructed him to go have a talk with Gallegos and confiscate his hat. And if you look at the picture, it's really just, I mean, it could be rosin. It could be, it doesn't look like pine tar, to be honest with you. And it's just a little dot on the top of his hat where he put his ball cap on. And so they confiscated his hat and made him switch hats. Now, granted, after they made him switch hats, there was already one out in the inning, but he struck out the next two batters. So obviously, he really needed what was ever on, you know, on clearly, top of his hat. Clearly. But either way, Cardinals manager Mike Schilt, he went berserk because, well, there's multiple reasons. And actually, we'll just hear from him in his post-game interview.
Gio comes in the game. I wasn't aware at the moment. I just caught the end of it. Now I'm more privy to how it unfolded. My initial reaction was Joe comes over, walks over to Gio. I don't know what it's really in regard to. It's uncharacteristic. I walk out, see what's going on. He said he needs to change hats. Turns out that Dan Bellino had watched Gio come in the game and then goes over to Joe, whispers the ear. Joe goes to the mound and then, you know, listens that Gio needs to change his hat. So why do I take exception with that? Because this is baseball's dirty little secret, and it's the wrong time in the wrong arena to expose it. Because here's the, and make sure I get my words right, because I got a decent chance of getting fined, and my wife Michelle will, you know, gosh darn it, it's for the integrity of the game. And but anyway, here's the deal. First of all, Gio wears the same hat all year, okay? Hats accrue dirt. Hats accrue substances, you know, like just stuff, you know? We pitched in a day game. So did Gio have some sunscreen at some point in his career to change his, make sure he doesn't get some kind of melanoma? Possibly. You know, does he use rosin to help? Well, possibly. Are these things that baseball really wants to crack down on? No, it's not. I know that completely firsthand from the commissioner's office. That is not anything that's going to affect his ability to compete. And it was interesting with my buddy Ernie Moore, our traveling secretary. He goes, man, that really, a new hat didn't really seem to affect Gio's stuff too much. So that part was nice to see. So now let's get to the genesis of this conversation. And this is the part that Major League Baseball's got a very, very, very tough position here because there are people that are effectively and not even trying to hide, essentially flipping the bird at the league with how they're cheating in this game with concocted substances. There are players that have been monetized for it. There are players that are obviously doing it, going to their glove. There's clear video of it. You can tell the pitchers that are doing it because they don't want to go to their mouth, which Gio does off the rubber. And understandably, and I know comfortably, Major League Baseball is is trying their best to do it in a manner that doesn't create any black eye for the integrity of the game that we love. But speaking of integrity, how about the integrity of the guys that are doing it clean? How about the guys that are pitching their tails off in Major League Baseball and doing it clean that have an unfair competitive advantage for the guys that are clearly loading up with concoctions that they actually advertise, don't do anything to hide, even in plain view? That's the guys I'm speaking for. I'm speaking up for the hitters that have a living to make facing stuff that's already really, really good. And you can see, based on spin rates, how guys' careers are jumping off the charts. And then you can do cause and effect. Now, I don't want to be, look, is our house 100% clean? I certainly hope so. Am I creating more of an opportunity? Because I just spoke to our pitchers. Am I creating more of a awareness to our group? Potentially. But let's go check the guys that are sitting there going to their glove every day with filthy stuff coming out. Not some guy before he's even stepped on the mound with a spot on his hat. That's how you want to start policing this? And unfortunately, that's how this is going to start. Now, maybe this is a crescendo for things to come.
So, yeah, and he's got a lot of valid points. Because, you know, watching baseball and like you and I were talking about during the break, like some of the – number one, there's already been more no-hitters at this point in the season than ever in Major League Baseball history. And I watch a lot of baseball. I probably haven't missed – at least the Cardinals, I haven't missed a game yet this year. And so I see a lot of the other teams, and there's some guys, especially relievers, some starters, that are throwing stuff now that have been around for a while and never had stuff like that before. You know, you're seeing breaking balls that are breaking at 90-degree angles and look like wiffle ball. So it does go back to spin rate, and it goes back to this stupid analytics that has, in my opinion, has ruined baseball. But it's all about spin rate. So how can you make the ball spin more? You get some type of concoction where these pitchers are going, literally going to laboratories, and people are, scientists are putting together quote unquote concoctions for them to put it in their glove. And that's what Mike Schilt was saying. Like when they, you know, they're not licking their fingers because they got this crap on it.
Now he didn't give up his pitcher. He said he may have had this, did he have this, but it's like to start off, like, and I agree. It's like, he did say, he's like, hey, my guy is not one of those guys. It's like, you're doing this to start. Like, we didn't even get pitch in yet.
Right.
It's like, we didn't even get like out of the mound and then hey, hold up. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, and he also, to his credit, he's like, hey, he's like, he went and talked to his pitchers, like, whatever you got, like, quit it. Like, we whether we got busted, whether this or not, I think he just maybe upset that maybe they got made an example out of.
Over,
perhaps.
Over very, very minimal thing.
Very minimal, yeah. Especially for someone that, like that I don't think he has a rap sheet. He's not known for this.
No.
So that's when it's just like, hey, come on. I think that's just like no one likes to snitch. And it's just like something like this. It's like, come on, man. Like, let me get a few pitches in. If you really think that, then call me out, you know, later on.
Right. Well, and, you know, just like I said, though, if baseball is going to crack down, I don't think that's the battle that you're looking to fight. I think if you want to do it, then you need to do a little more investigating and don't leave it necessarily up to the umpires.
Right. And also, they should know by it. They should know that, like, who's doing something, or they should be, because, like, it sounds like Major League Baseball doesn't do any policing. They hope that the players do it themselves. Thing is, the players don't do a good job of it either.
No.
It sounds like, because then it's like, oh, you're tattling, like, no one likes a rat, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, think about this. There's multiple instances of baseball or Major League, the commissioner's office, not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
They just turn a blind eye. Yeah,
Houston
just
Astros.
Like, you need to do it. Yeah, exactly. It's like after a while,
Boston
you need
Red
to...
Sox. Mm-hmm. And then you could go even further on that. You have the issues with Roberto Alomar, where it took years for them to actually, for the investigation to conclude, to find out that he had been sexually harassing women. And even Mickey Callaway, who just yesterday he got put on the ineligible list. He was a pitching coach for the Angels, mm-hmm. and his future in baseball is highly questionable at this point. But that was back when he was the manager of the Mets.
Yeah, it's a
you know, come on, it shouldn't take years to figure
out that to go on. Yeah, it's just like, yeah.
You know, and it's the same type of thing in a roundabout way. If pitchers are doing this, you know, right now these pitchers are pitching phenomenal and all the batting averages are down. And like we were talking about, the commissioner wants
down too.
Yeah, commissioner wants eyes on the product. We say it all the time on this show. But you know, the casual fan doesn't care about 1-0 ball games or 2-1 ball games. They want to see offense. And if these pitchers are doctoring the ball and the sluggers can't hit, well, who cares? Who wants to see that? And it reminds me of baseball turning a blind eye to the steroid stuff. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's not probably not as bad as that. It depends on how you want to look at it.
Themselves, at least hopefully they're just making up something they can put on their cap or inside their pants.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so. You know, and at that time, you know, with steroid era, people are killing the ball. Well, now you have pitchers that are doctoring the ball, and nobody can hit it.
Yeah, because they don't want everyone going yard on them. And the thing is, that's not always the case. Because if you're like, oh, hey, all these guys there that are like, hey, I just need to strike them out. I can pitch around them.
Right.
Because they're always, hopefully, they can look for something and just overpower the ball, the pitch, so they can get their home run.
Well, you think about it now, too. You think about how many pitchers there are that can throw 100 miles an hour. And then think about when we were kids. How many pitchers could throw the ball 100 miles an hour?
Right. When you saw one, you're like, oh, my God, 100.
That was unbelievable. Now, I mean, Cardinals have a kid that pitches that can throw 105.
Yeah, it's like you don't need that.
Yeah, so if you combine the foreign substances with the arm strength and the pitching mechanics of these kids, the ball, it's going to look like a wiffle ball because they've got so much velocity on the ball, plus the doctoring of it. These hitters don't really stand a chance.
No.
I mean, the days of 300 hitters, there used to be quite a few of them. I don't think you're going to see that very much anymore.
You probably don't. Now, you got guys like they teeter. They're hovering like 290. No one's like steady at 300.
Yeah, the Tony Gwynn's of the world.
Tony Gwynn, Derek Jeter.
Yeah. You know, it's just because of all this nonsense that's going on. And if baseball is going to crack down, then they need to do it in the right manner. And I mean, granted, I'm a Cardinal fan, so you can take it with a grain of salt. But truthfully, watching it, I'm like, what just happened?
I think just both sides, like, hey, like, just I think you just have a send out a memo, like
they already did.
Yeah, well, no, but also just something of like, hey, pitchers, whatever you got is good. Just don't no foreign substances unless it's something more for like control, like whether you want some pine tar because batters want that too. You don't want to
absolutely. That's another point
because like batters and catchers, we want to know where it's going. It, when it comes out,
at how many people have been hit this year.
Yeah. And then if you're a batter, it's like, I'd be like, learn to hit. Like learn how to hit a single.
Right.
Work a pitch count if you can. Learn that stuff. Because no offense, like you going 1-for-4 yard, 1-for-4 isn't great. Or, you know, a golden sombrero isn't great. But, you know, but don't worry, I'll get a home run next week or something.
Yeah.
Later in the series. I don't care about that. Get on base.
It's, you know, it's one day at a time, one game at a time. You know, it's very much like Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
And just trying to smash the ball out of the ballpark isn't the answer. But
yeah, because they're going
to
look at your record. It's like, oh, cool, you hit 40 home runs, but your batting average is like 250.
Yeah.
And it's like, you want me to pay you what? And we didn't make the playoffs?
Right. I mean, that's what we were talking
about.
Come on. Javi Baez with the Cubs. They were talking about him last Sunday night on Sunday Night Baseball. He'll be a free agent after the year's up. And the GMs don't know how to gauge his market value because, yeah, he hits 30 home runs, but he also strikes out 40% of his at-bats. That doesn't mean getting out. He strikes out, so the ball's not even being put in play.
He'll get like maybe a shorter deal, but maybe like a lot of money up front, and that might be it.
But they were talking, you know, he wants $260 to $300 million. It's just, I don't see it. I don't see where you could justify something like that. So, yeah, so that's it. We'll have to keep an eye on what's going on with this because I don't think this is over by any stretch of the imagination, especially since Josh Donaldson said that he's going to rat out all the pitchers that he knows that are good.
Going Canseco.
So there's going to be more to come out of this in the next few days and few weeks. So we'll keep an eye on that. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we'll wrap things up with a little trip to Florida. So.
What's your favorite? you can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner. Slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show. WGSO 990.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
How would you like to know the secret to living a life of comfort and security? Yeah, me too. Talk to me weekdays, 8 to 10, on WGSO 990.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show, and we only have about 5 minutes, so we might as well take our trip to Florida, because I got some good ones this week.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right. You know, it never seems to amaze me how many people in Florida get arrested for attacking family members or people, their neighbors, with food. And here's another instance, and this came from Newsweek. Florida man was arrested for attacking his daughter with pizza after she didn't want to eat with him. Florida man has been arrested for allegedly attacking his daughter with pizza after she said that she wanted to be alone. On Sunday afternoon, Tyler Warden, 41, visited the Vero Beach home of his 20-year-old daughter. He brought a pizza for them to eat together, but she told him that she wasn't feeling well and asked him to leave. The daughter told police that her father became angry and refused to leave. He allegedly argued with her in the doorway of her home. She said he then allegedly began to throw slices of pizza at her, hitting her in the face. The daughter began to yell at her father and called 911 after he allegedly refused to leave. When the officer arrived from the Vero Beach Police Department, responding to the woman's call, he discovered tomato sauce on her face. And Lozado, the police officer, also found pizza toppings covering the entryway of the woman's home. The police officer interviewed the woman's father, who claimed that he only threw the pizza after he thought she had closed her front door, but Lozado did not believe his claim. The father's physical location during the argument and the woman's outward swinging front door led Lozado to conclude there is no way that Tyler could have seen that the door was open when he threw the pizza. And he also noted that there was a strong odor of alcoholic beverages on the father's
breath. Forensics there for the pizza. Yeah. Like they're breaking it down. Yeah, like it must have been JFK getting assassinated.
There's some real Vero Beach CSI there.
People need to quit wasting food too. I feel like it's always pizza.
Right. And then there's another little, another interesting one here that's attached to this article. And it happened earlier in the month where Ann Walsh, a 60-year-old Florida woman, allegedly attacked her 64-year-old boyfriend with soiled dog pads and Windex glass cleaner. She attacked her boyfriend who lived in the apartment with her, and he apparently didn't suffer any injuries, thank goodness. The lady was since been arrested and charged with domestic battery. That's a new one, too. Soiled dog pads.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here. We can do... Let's see how much time. We got a couple more minutes. Okay. All right. There's another problem in Florida that this man, he likes to do his yard work naked. And the neighbors complain. The cops say it's perfectly legal.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they
like
say.
Like your front yard and you can...
Well, there's a picture and he's hosing off his... It looks like his siding and he's in his birthday suit for sure.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He's been doing his yard work in his birthday suit, and the neighbors are upset because they've forgotten that they live in Florida, and this is probably the least terrible bad thing that could happen near their homes. The residents of Stuart, Florida neighborhood say the man regularly does nude yard work and walks around his property all in natural, and they're not too happy to be part of the neighbor's the part of their neighbor's body most resembling the state they live in is in full display as he works on his car in the front yard and pulls weeds. Several neighbors have called the police on the man, but according to the law in that area, because the man is on his own property and pulling weeds, rather than something else, everything is perfectly legal.
So long as he's like doing yard work or working on his car or gardening.
I guess not doing lewd acts.
Then he's
within his rights. So who knew? In Florida.
Since the law, there's no law in the books.
There's no precedent, I guess. Yeah. All right. So our last one real quick, and it's a short one. This comes from Jacksonville, where a lot of craziness normally comes from. And the headline reads, "Police say Florida man wrecks liquor shop and blames a hookah-smoking caterpillar."
Oh boy!
Yep.
Like, what was it? Like Alice in Wonderland?
Well, you're correct. A Florida man arrested for destroying a liquor store under construction told police he was Alice in Wonderland and that the hookah smoking caterpillar ordered him to attack the site. The Crestview police said in a post on Facebook that Matthew Horace Jones is accused of breaking into a fenced-in area and using a forklift to cause more than $100,000 in damage. He faces grand theft, felony, and other charges. He quoted Jones as identifying himself in Alice in Wonderland, blaming the attack on the hookah smoking caterpillar and saying that he had a problem with building a place to sell alcohol, and he has not found a lawyer yet. So there you go. I'm sure that he was just messing around though. All right, well, let's get out of here. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow night. And until then, Sean, let's just play Glory.
More Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.